So we're now going to turn our attention toward hearing the word this morning, a message, and also toward worship through giving, the offering. And, you know, as we do that, as we set our minds and hearts toward that kind of worship, you know, we celebrate that on both sides of generous giving, right, of the offering, are changed lives. If you really think about it, that's true, right? Like, as we think this morning about Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse, hear stories about the other side of the world, lives being changed because of generosity, that's amazing. And yet you know it's true, too, that when we are generous, when we see that God is generous, and we take steps of faith to be generous like him, it changes our life, too. That's the truth. And so we acknowledge that. And as we kind of have our time of offering this morning, and I encourage you to worship through giving in that way, I just want to set your mind and heart on that truth, okay? Actually, this morning we have a guest preacher. It's a personal friend of mine for over 20 years, David Thompson. And I'm excited for you to hear the stories and the piece of God's word that he has to share with you this morning. David works at Samaritan's Purse. Their global headquarters is in our state, in North Carolina, in Boone. David and I went to seminary together in Chicago, and David is here with his family, his wife Beth, who also works at Samaritan's Purse, and his kids. We've got Kai, we've got Savannah, and we've got Soren, and they are all here. And so it's exciting to have them. David is a senior director for Operation Christmas Child. You'll get more of a feeling for what he does. But you know, I hope by now, that we are really emphasizing this outreach this year. And we're really emphasizing outreach overall this year as a church. And it's so critical that we get outside of ourselves. And this is such a great way to do that. And so I'm going to ask David to come and share with us this morning. We're going to see a quick video first, but just one last thing before David comes. I just want to tell you this because this is really cool. David's dad, his dad's name was Rick Thompson. He was a pastor and a pastor to pastors. And, you know, he actually recently passed away. And so I know, David, you're carrying that heavy on your heart. But one thing I want to tell you, Fellowship Raleigh, is that David's dad, like when I was in seminary and did not know what I was going to do, I'd turned down some youth pastor positions and had no idea what I was going to do. David's dad met with my wife, Kristen, and me for lunch. And he said, you ought to consider church planting. I'd never thought of it before. And so I just share that with you because it is not an exaggeration to say that had he not bought us lunch that day and encouraged us in the direction that we ended up going, you know, maybe Fellowship Raleigh wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be here this morning. And so praise God for that legacy, and excited to hear you share again this morning. So let's dim the lights and just watch a couple videos to set up this time of thinking about Operation Christmas Child.
My name is Soglu Epifania. I am 11 years old. Many people say they love Jesus. Just because you go to church does not mean you are going to heaven. Through the Greatest Journey class, I know who Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the one who came and died for our sins.
The Greatest Journey program has changed the life of the children that I taught.
they now understand whom Jesus is and how and why they should also go out there and let other people know about the love of Jesus.
Welcome. I like the program because it changed my life. It teaches me that I should also be faithful and I should love one another. Through the Greatest Journey class, I can now preach the Word of God to my friends and others.
Since the area is a remote area, there is no churches, she puts it upon herself, she goes around and preach to children in the area. That's how come she met Daniel, the guy picking up scraps.
After the Greatest Journey class, I learned about evangelism, and I saw Dan picking scraps passing by, and I went and I came closer to him, and I talked to him that, why is it that you didn't go to school today? And he told me that he is supposed to pick scrap so that he'll go and sell and used to pay his school fees and used to eat. And I preached to him the gospel and I told him to accept Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
Because of what Epiphania did by preaching to Daniel, Daniel and the whole family has become part of the church. And then it has really helped Daniel to change from how he was and how he is now.
Let the little children come to me. Don't keep them away. God's kingdom belongs to people like them. I am very happy for God has taken me to win soul like Daniel. I'm happy because we became friends and I want the world to know about Jesus Christ.
Ephesians 4 verse 30. I can do everything by the power of Christ. It gives me strength. Amen.
She has won a soul for Christ. I told them when they do that, there is joy in heaven. Within a year, we have grown massively into a huge church. And it has impacted greatly on the life of the people in the area and on the life of my church.
Good morning. Good to be with you. It's a joy to come and share stories from around the world, from the work of Operation Christmas Child, Samaritan's Purse, and to declare generations declaring God's mighty acts. And his faithfulness. So our passage this morning will be Psalm 145, and then I'll have the opportunity to read that for us this morning and then make some connections from throughout this beautiful passage to what God's doing today. Psalm 145, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. And I think that's what a child dedication is beginning that process in the life of a family for those children. And then in verse 5, it says, on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all and his mercy is over all that he has made. And all your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his works, in all his words, and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. This is a beautiful passage, and the opportunity I have this morning to share with you about the mighty acts of the Lord around the world in over 114 countries through the partnership we have of the gifts that you and Fellowship Raleigh will provide, and the resources for the greatest journey, the classroom that you saw the in the last video from Ghana to happen in about 99 countries. This coming year, we're praying for over 7 million children to be involved in that. As Matt said, it's great to be here. I've been looking forward to this ever since he reached out about it, and I do really love that special connection that we have of, I think Matt and Kristen not only got to have that lunch that planted the seed that ultimately led to your call, part of your calling just to be church planters, and then the Lord leading you on to being part of the Fellowship Association, and then to being in Raleigh, and just to see just that full circle in my own life is just a beautiful testimony to the work my father did. He was a church planter in Dubuque, Iowa in the 70s with my mom, Jan, and they started a little church in a high school gymnasium, and it grew, and now there's Hope Evangelical Free Church up in Dubuque, Iowa, and then they went to be missionaries in Moscow, Russia, and helped to start in Moscow Bible Church, which is still a thriving church reaching the capital of Russia with the gospel. So that's just a really great encouragement, because we just lost my father a month ago in 3 days to pancreatic cancer. It was very sudden, so it was very, I would have loved for him to have been here and seen the thriving congregation that you have here and what the Lord's doing in Raleigh to advance the gospel. But that's a beautiful opportunity for a testimony. So thank you, Matt and Kristen, your faithfulness. Matt and I also have that unique connection that we went to seminary together. And 22 years ago, I was just a young missionary, come back from serving in Moscow, Russia, and Matt took me under his wing. He was my RA in the dorm, and he became one of my best friends while we were at seminary. And, he was doing the big degree, the MDiv, where you have to learn Greek, Hebrew, French, I don't know, all these languages you have to, I did a smaller 2-year degree, master's in religion. I knew I wanted to get involved with missions, and the Lord opened up the opportunity for both of us to move to North Carolina to be a part of ministries. Matt and Kristen here is a local congregation, being the pastor and wife, and myself moving to Boone, North Carolina. So if you're ever up in Boone, please come say hi. I know we're going to be hosting about 10 folks to come up and be part of our processing. Maybe you've seen that with the shoeboxes. We have it in Charlotte as well, but it's an opportunity to prepare the gifts to go out to about 114 countries around the world. So my wife, Beth, also works at Samaritan's Purse and leads the cleft lip and palate and cataract surgical team. So if you're involved in medicine, she might have an opportunity for you to go out to the field. That's exciting, too. We love all those parts. Now, I don't remember a lot from seminary, but I think for both Matt and I, one of the more challenging classes that we both got, it sounds like our worst grade in while we were there, was Dr. Osborne, New Testament. And it was just, I didn't know Greek, and you kind of needed to know Greek to get an A, so I was at a running uphill start in this class, but I decided to take it anyway because I heard it was so good. And the professor oftentimes would say one thing over and over throughout the semester. He'd say, if you remember one thing, remember this. And for some reason, I do remember it, and I wrote it down, and it's been part of my ministry with Samaritan's Purse throughout my time there. It's Ephesians 4:12. It says, we're all called to equip the saints for works of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So that's what Operation Christmas Child gets to do, and that's what, when you entrust a gift to us or a resource for the Great Journey classroom to go forward, you're building up the body of Christ. And I'm going to get the opportunity to connect that to the mighty acts that God's doing around the world, and I'll be sharing with you a few countries where God is at work in a marvelous way. Back in Psalm 145:4, it says, "One generation shall commend your work to another and shall declare your mighty acts." The Lord is at work. We saw that in the story in Ghana with the video with Epiphany, and then the story is also lived out in 12 million more children's lives this coming year, and 7 million of those kids will get the opportunity, we pray, to go through the greatest journey, the discipleship program. So this is a story from the Middle East, a nation there. There was a pastor, Saba, he's on our national team. We have volunteer teams that lead the work, and he helps us with all the logistics to get all these gift boxes in, to have the opportunity to work with a Kurdish church in a Kurdish region. And much of the ministry is underground, in areas where open evangelism is dangerous and really illegal. So we don't share necessarily where this exactly is, but when Saba learned about a community near a border of another neighboring country, they were asking for help for Christians to come to reach these people with the gospel. So he and his wife took a leap of faith, and they visited that area. They built relationship with government officials, and surprisingly, doors began to open. Because they had these resources of the shoebox gifts, they were given permission to have a larger venue and hosted an outreach event. And they shared the gospel, and we have these beautiful posters that were in the video that take this booklet that we give with all the gift boxes, and we have these bigger posters, and then the local partners share the gospel with the kids verbally there. And the kids began studying, and soon some of them gave their lives to Christ. One of them was Asama, and he's now a devoted believer who regularly calls Saba and is eager to meet with him and grow in his faith. So from an underground church to a public outreach that was sanctioned by local officials, God's using these shoebox gifts and willing hearts to advance the gospel, to plant churches in places that there are very few, in resistant regions around the world. Psalm 145:19 says he fulfills the desires of those who fear him, and he hears their cry and saves them. Psalm 15:19. So it says in South Sudan, we have an incredible opportunity. Samaritans First was able to build a hospital for a people that were way out in a distant part of South Sudan, and there was no Christian presence in this area, but there was a ability to plant a hospital first, and then from there, people started streaming in to go to that. And one of our longtime partners, Bishop James Lagos, went out there, and when he first arrived at the village, he felt like everyone in that area felt forgotten. But now they had this hospital, and many of the children there had never heard the name of Jesus or received a gift. So he partnered up with Operation Christmas Child to bring the gift boxes out to this remote part of South Sudan. And the children's eyes lit up when they received the gifts for the first time, and they were introduced to the gospel through the Greatest Journey Discipleship Program, and they had that even here under this tree, and many of them ended up giving their lives to Christ. And so a place where Samaritans First was called to build a hospital, then Operation Christmas Child came in and distributed the gifts and got involved in the kids' lives, and they were able to see not just a hospital be started, but also a church be planted as well. So that was a beautiful story from South Sudan, and these kids all being blessed with gifts, just like the ones that you could take today and take home and pack, and we'll take that, and maybe it'll go up to Boone, or maybe it'll go to Charlotte, and well, I think the ones from your church will go to Boone, and then we'll get them ready and prepared, and if you're over 13, you can come up there and be part of that with us and get the gifts ready to go into sea containers, and then from there they go all around the world. A few of them go by plane, right? Malachi, Kai, my son, you like that too. I got to take a couple of the gifts down on one of our planes to Ecuador last Christmas and be part of helping to start some churches down there. We took some of the gifts down there. So looking at Psalm 145:18, it says, "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth." And so in Macedonia, Geza, our regional manager, sent in a story. He said, there was a Christian pastor, and this is me about 18 years ago in Macedonia, back when I had more hair and it was black, handing out gifts. And that pamphlet right there is the greatest gift booklet that goes out with all of the shoeboxes. So there's about 12 million of those that we print. And so those 12 million evangelistic pieces get read by 5-6 people, and there's a multiplication effect for the gospel, and over 50-60 million people around the world will end up reading those in the coming year and hearing the gospel clearly declared. So in Macedonia, there was a Christian pastor, and he was devastated because his daughter had fallen in love with a Muslim man in a closed, hard-to-reach village, and it was so close that the only name for it was Muslim Village. It didn't really even have a name. They were so focused and dedicated on that, and then eventually the daughter married that man, and her father and her had contact cut off, but she became pregnant. In the seventh month, it became a complicated pregnancy, and the pastor's heart that had been stiffened softened, and he went over and prayed with his daughter and her new family that was all Muslim, and their hearts were softened by him coming to pray. And then he got connected to Operation Christmas Child, and he came in and asked if he could do an outreach event in this village where his daughter lived. And they said, yes, come, and you could do that and bless our children. And he came in and had the opportunity to share about God's love, a love that is for all people, no matter their background, and unconditional love. And one of the children who got in that box became gravely ill later, and that Muslim family called the pastor and asked him to come. And he came and he prayed for that child, and that child was healed. Touched by that experience, the child's father, who had once been hostile to the gospel, said to the pastor that we're brothers now. And this, what began as a heartbreak and tragedy in a family, led to cracks of openness to the gospel being proclaimed and shared, and quite a few of those folks in that village coming to faith. It's a beautiful story from Macedonia, and our work continues there. We send in tens of thousands of gifts each there. We have a leader named Pavle Konstantinov, who's a great friend and helps lead the work there. Psalm 145:17 says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works." And there's another story from Senegal. Senegal, we were working in a village called Labram, and this was a place where Christianity was forbidden, but our field representative, Maxime, was there. He's also a local pastor, and he shared the gifts with these two kids, and eventually that created a little bit of a disturbance because all the other kids, I think, wanted gifts too, and so there was outcry, and the residents in the village were like, why did these kids get the gifts and not everybody, and where did they come from, and why did they get these gifts and blessings? But so the national leadership team was called, and they came back, and they actually did a whole outreach event for the entire village and shared the gospel with all the kids in the village. And what had kind of started as being concerning and creating a little bit of jealousy, he was able to bless all the kids. And many of these kids in this tough village came to know Christ and saving faith and carried in by the gospel being shared with these gifts wrapped with joy and backed by prayer, a place that had previously been totally resistant in Senegal to the gospel. Now has a local church that was planted. So we rejoice in that. And that's the opportunity. Operation Christmas Child, in this past year, we don't do any church planting. That's not something that's part of our ministry. But we work with a lot of church planters, those who go out and are committed to that work. And there was, in this past year, I think right over 1,000 new works that were began in over 100 countries as a result of the partnership of these gifts that you give that then become a seed for the gospel. So another story from one more country we'll hear about is from Madagascar. Our pastor, Philbert, and his wife traveled deep into the south of Madagascar to work with the Bara people, an unreached people group. And last year, we had the opportunity to work with 365 different unreached people groups around the world in, I think, about 50 countries. And this was one of those outreaches. Even one leg of the journey they had to do by helicopter to get to these people, since the roads were too difficult for cars in that final part. So they went out in February of this year, and they gathered about 50 children and 10 adults also were there. And the children heard the gospel proclaimed, received the shoeboxes, and many of them came to faith. And it also had a huge impact on those 10 adults who were there. So there's also that multiplication effect as a result of these gifts. Not only does it go and impact the hearts of the children, and oftentimes in these far-off places, what we call unreached people groups at the ends of the earth, we're always working and trying with our teams to find new places to go and take the gospel where it's never been heard. There's, I think, nearly a billion people who've never heard the name of Jesus still in the world, and Operation Christmas Child is one resource with Samaritan's Purse to be part of an intentional strategy to take the gospel to places like that. And over the last 5 years, we've been able to work with over 800 different unreached people groups. So that's an amazing part of the story God's writing in our partnership in the gospel with these gifts. And it's happening in amazing places like south part of Madagascar, where the Bara people have historically been a very hostile group that lived off of thievery and stealing animals from other tribes and kind of plundering other communities. And we have had an opportunity to go in there and plant multiple churches, even help build them a school that is an incredible resource that's drawing children even after they receive the gifts and they're part of the greatest journey to the gospel. So pray for our work in Madagascar, and who knows, one of your boxes that you pack and we take and processing it ready, it might go to Madagascar. I don't know, but the Lord does, and He has a plan, and you can trust and count on that. Let's see, is there another photo? Oh, I don't think we'll do that story. Is there anything? Malawi. Okay. I think we'll jump back to Psalm 145. Let's go to that. I hope you've enjoyed these stories. I enjoy sharing them with you, and just a sampling of God's work that He's doing so many places all over the world. But in verse 12, it says, "To make known to the children of men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations." So, one thing as I was studying this passage and trying to connect it in with stories of God's mighty acts in different parts of the world that struck me is this is, Psalm 145 is an acronym, and it is each verse connects in with a different letter in the Hebrew language. So the psalmist was using Psalm 145 to lift up praise by each letter in the Hebrew alphabet, and I think that's pretty cool. My mom likes to write different, like, poetry based on like the alphabet for different people's names in our families that ties in with them. So this is an ancient form of poetry that the Lord uses in the Psalms, the acronym for with meaning for each letter. And so if you study that, that's pretty cool. Pastor Matt can take you way deeper on that. I just thought that was a cool fact. There's so many levels and layers in Scripture, and so much meaning that we can draw out. So as you've heard about Madagascar, Macedonia, South Sudan, Middle East, Ghana, all these places, I hope you're encouraged by that. But it all comes back to that one verse, right, that I shared, Ephesians 4:12, that we're all called and equipped by our King Jesus, to equip other saints for works of ministry to build up the body of Christ. So that's happening, and that's happening in so many countries all around the world. So as you take the opportunity to take a gift box or two and go home and pack that and get that ready and bring that back here to Fellowship Raleigh, we're working with 90,000 churches around the world, ministry partners, to take the gospel out and then get those kids plugged into the greatest journey. And just this past year, from reports that we had from around the world, there were over 3,261,771 children that made decisions to start their faith journey as a result of being part of the greatest journey. And that's something that starts in churches like where we are today, in your church, in my church, and churches that gather the gifts and we collect them and then we get them ready and we take them to so many different places. And I just, you know, love being part of your service today and sharing from my heart and being part of the child dedication. I think that was the Lord's plan, just a special connection. We see the Lord at work in the children's life here at Fellowship Raleigh, but then also His work with children at the ends of the earth all over the world. And truly, as I've studied Scripture and close to the heart of those that work with Operation Christ Child, we believe there's just It's so exciting. It's so profound to take the gospel to children. They're especially open and willing to hear, and we have the most powerful message, the gospel, both to preach to our own children, but to also through these resources, these seeds for the gospel, send them out all over the world. So grateful for my time with you today. We have a video.
Introduce Jesus Christ to every person. Operation Christmas Child gift boxes. Open those doors.
The excitement when they hear about Jesus, there's nothing like it.
The heartbeat of Operation Christmas Child is drawing children, families, and communities to the heart of God.
Every box is an opportunity for a child to hear God loves them.
At outreach events around the world, the gospel is shared in a child-friendly way.
At the end of the outreach event, children receive a tangible gift of God's love through the gift boxes.
Packing gift boxes is the beginning as we seek to make disciples to the ends of the earth.
The boxes are like seeds. He's working the miracles. We are just providing the seeds.
May every shoebox reach the right child.
And Lord, that they would know you.
The gospel unites all of us. We are coming together and giving gospel opportunities to these kids.
There's a lot of children out there that we want to try to reach. We want to give them a gift and we want to give them Christ. These boxes go to some of the most difficult places of the world. They go by sea, truck, tractor, camels.
It's our responsibility to make sure everybody hears and knows about Jesus Christ.
I want these kids to know they're loved, they're not forsaken. And that's what Operation Christmas Child does. It goes around the world and shares the gospel boldly.
When the Category 5 hurricane, which created complete destruction, hit Acapulco, Operation Christmas Child delivered that gift of hope.
Metieron al evento. Allí me enseñaron cómo se hicieron los cielos y la tierra. Y oramos.
Por favor, perdóname.
Dios es fiel con nosotros. Aún en la tormenta, siempre hay un arco iris.
After children receive a shoebox gift, they're invited to the 12 lessons of the Greatest Journey discipleship classes.
We take children through the process of knowing the gospel, growing in the gospel, and sharing the gospel with other people.
Welcome to GJJ class.
Through the Greatest Journey class, I know who Jesus Christ is. I want the world to know he is the one who came and died for our sins.
She preached to children in the area. That's how come Daniel and the whole family has become part of the church. Within a year, we have grown massively into a huge church.
The whole project is about evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication.
Through the gift boxes, we are helping churches to see this as an outreach to those that have never heard the gospel.
We are seeing children coming to the Lord, taking the gospel back to their families,
and the gospel continues to go places where it has never gone before.
Pray so that all of them might come to Jesus Christ as we are giving them the word of God.
Every box counts because every box is an opportunity for a child to hear that Christ came to this earth for them. Keep packing these boxes and continue to pray for these children. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you for being a part of this ministry. God bless you.